This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The second day of public hearings in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump has ended, but not without the president launching a Twitter attack against former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. The president tweeted on Friday, "Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad. She started off in Somalia. How did that go?" Trump then falsely stated that Ukrainian President Zelensky, quote, "spoke unfavorably about her in my second phone call with him." This happened during the House Intelligence Committee hearing, and Chairman Adam Schiff showed the president's tweets to Yovanovitch, who called them intimidating. After the hearing, Schiff said that the president's tweets were part of a pattern of bad behavior.
It is quite clear that, I think from her testimony as well as others, that Rudy Giuliani and the president felt it was necessary to get her out of the way.
Republican Representative Elise Stefanik said that nothing in the hearings rises to the level of an impeachable offense.
You can disagree or dislike the tweet, but we are here to talk about impeachment, and nothing in that room today and nothing in that room earlier this week, nothing rises to the level of impeachable offenses.
At the White House, President Trump himself called the entire impeachment process, in his words, a disgrace. The impeachment will continue in the months to come, perhaps even until the caucuses and primaries for the 2020 presidential election begin in early February. Wall Street's main stock indexes closed at record levels on Friday, fueled by fresh optimism over a potential calming of the U.S.-China trade war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8% to 28,004.89, while the S&P gained 0.77 to 3,120.46. The NASDAQ added 0.73%. This is VOA News. A longtime friend and ally of President Donald Trump, political dirty trickster Roger Stone, has been found guilty at his trial in federal court in Washington. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Roger Stone was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress about his attempts to contact WikiLeaks. His trial highlighted how Trump campaign associates were eager to gather information about Russian-hacked emails damaging to Hillary Clinton's 2016 election bid. President Trump tweeted about the conviction, "a double standard like never before seen in the history of our country." Stone is the sixth Trump aide or advisor to be convicted of charges brought as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. He could face up to 20 years in prison, the judge saying sentencing is likely to happen early February. I'm Julie Walker.
The mayor of Venice, Luigi Brunaro, closed St. Mark's Square Friday because floodwaters were too high to be safe. Reuters' Francesca Lina has more.
The floods, known as Acqua Alta, are at the highest level in more than 50 years, threatening irreparable damage to historic treasures. The St. Mark's Byzantine Basilica was flooded for the sixth time in 1,200 years, but the fourth in the last 20. The national government allocated an initial 20 million euros to address the immediate damage on Thursday. And Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said on Friday the government will hold a meeting on November 26th to discuss governance and the structural problems of the city.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. Investigators said Friday they have not found a motive as to why a 16-year-old student shot five others and then turned a pistol on himself in Santa Clarita, California on Thursday. Captain Kent Wegener is with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Homicide Division.
No motive or rationale has yet been established for the subject's assault. Suffice it to say, we did not find any manifesto, any diary that spelled it out, any suicide note, or any writings which will clearly identify his motive behind this assault.
Meanwhile, doctors say that two of the shooting victims are recovering well after undergoing surgery. Retail sales bounced back in October. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Both girls were...
Commerce Department figures for retail sales in October show a modest 0.3% increase. That's rebounding from a decline in September, and overall sales are up 3.1% compared with a year ago. Americans stepped up their shopping last month, spending more online and buying more cars. The figures suggest Americans have maintained their spending, quelling fears of a recession amid trade tensions with China.
That is AP's Jennifer King reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.